All right, I missed it yesterday. I'm not going to miss it today. Steve, thank you for reminding me. Siri, you are terrible at reminding people stuff. The classroom pledge from the week is Mrs. Clinton's fourth grade class at Selkirk Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
it's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A loose goat lassoed in a Minnesota neighborhood.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
I just need to answer a question or two on the text line.
Let's do it.
People are, you know, you can text your questions as well as text food to get the link to donate. Alex just wanted to know, make sure that the match hours are also available tomorrow between 7 and 8 and 8 and 9. And that the answer is yes.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Ooh. Don't you worry
yes.
about it. Alex, I like Alex. I remember Alex from a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Young kid, landscaping business, if I remember right.
Okay.
From Coeur d'Alene. Is he a 208-er? Can you see?
I can see it.
No?
Hold on. I got to reopen it. I got to get back to his. I was looking at somebody else's.
I just wonder. I think this is the kid
he's
I'm thinking of.
He's a 509-er.
Okay.
That's a lie.
May not be the
he's
guy
he's a 208-er.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is the kid I'm
sometimes
thinking
sometimes I like to just, you know, trick you.
He came up and he donated a lot of money. And he was just like, yeah, man, if I can do this, anybody can do it. And I was like, you're right.
That's a great way of looking at it.
He's just a good helper. A young guy running a business with a good heart. Kind of like our buddy Hillbilly Seth, who's getting to be an older man now. But
man, he's getting up there, dude.
But nevertheless, he is still, you know, a wonderful man with a good heart.
He will be here today.
Oh, nice. Is that right?
Yep.
That's what he said?
Yes,
okay.
sir. He went around my hood and blew out some sprinklers yesterday, so he's got that money. And I owe him.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He's come to collect.
Well, it's funny because I'll be, I know what it's going to be. I'll be like, I'll hand it to him, and he'll hand it right back to me and say, oh, that goes to Second Harvest. So,
sure.
Yeah, it works out really, really good.
Probably plenty more.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So he'll be by later on. You can make a difference right now. Make a donation. You can do it on the text line. You get that link. Just text food to 509-441-0999 or stop by and see us, for crying out loud.
Tonight is the night, the battle in Seattle, they're calling it, which I don't like as a Gonzaga fan.
Is that game tonight?
It does make sense, yeah. Seahawks and the
Thursday.
Niners.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was Thursday.
Thursday night football tonight. But that's not important. What is important
is... tell me.
Who is the sexiest quarterback in the NFL, according to People Magazine?
Wow.
Who is the sexiest quarterback, Steve, in the NFL? Gardner Minshew is Jacob's guess. Of course it is.
Interesting.
I mean, your hair looks like his.
It does.
I mean, obviously, if this was last year, or not last year, but a few years ago, it would be Tom Brady.
No, but...
Tom Lady.
What about Justin Herbert?
Ooh. Justin Herbert.
That's a good guess.
I'm trying to... He has longer hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blonde-haired kid, good-looking. Yeah, no, I could see Justin Herbert being, you know, the best-looking, but that is not who they went with.
Hmm. How about Bo Nix?
No.
You should stop talking.
No Nix.
Bo
Nix. How about...
Is it a new guy?
No. He's been around for a few years, and it was all about him being a little cutie pie and a little hottie pie when his...
A cutie pie hottie pie.
Yeah, when
is
his
it Kirk?
Team was playing in
Kirk
the Super
Cousins,
Bowl.
Baby.
Joe Burrows, guys.
Joe Burrows.
Oh, that's a terrible choice.
Women love him.
That's a terrible choice.
It's
have you
so
seen his
weird.
Hair?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
he changes
flowing.
It a lot.
It's bleached.
But that's how you know
oh, yeah,
you're good looking
changed,
when
yeah.
you just
yeah.
do stuff like that to your hair. And you're like, I don't care. I'm still good looking.
That's okay. He's my fantasy football quarterback, and he threw 5 touchdown passes last week. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. You are sexy.
Number two.
That was a lot of words in a short amount
hey,
of time.
Hey, man, whatever. Give me the money.
The number two best looking quarterback or sexiest quarterback, according to People Magazine, goes to your quarterback. Your quarterback, Steve. Who's your quarterback?
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Okay.
And number three, and I've still got a picture on my phone that proves this to be true.
You have a picture of the number three sexiest quarterback on your phone?
I do.
So it's got to be Russell Wilson then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Russ, they put Russ as the number three sexiest quarterback in the NFL.
And that's him.
And there's, he did a photo shoot when he was very, you know, top of his world in Seattle. And it was just like, oh my gosh, you are. He's kind of like a little model on top of everything else.
Yeah. Okay.
And now he's not even playing.
Right, yeah.
But that's not important. He's hurt. He's injured, guys.
Yeah.
Well, he's injured and he's hurt.
Yeah. Well, yes. Justin Fields is pretty good looking.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Okay. I'm glad. Nice to get your opinion.
Appreciate
all
that.
I thought we were having all right, never mind.
A bro session?
You know who else is good looking?
I don't know. I didn't know we were doing that bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know who else is good looking?
No, who?
That coach. That one coach.
That one that got fired?
No.
No, not Salas?
No, the really good looking coach, Steve.
That doesn't help.
Trying to set him up.
I know, I got you.
Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur.
Oh,
good.
Gross. Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he's a Packer. I think he's the one I'm thinking of that's pretty good looking. Okay.
Your coach looks like he's 12. Mike McDonald, he looks so young on the sideline.
Oh, he is so young. I know, and it's so
I mean,
weird.
I know he's the youngest quarterback in the NFL, or coach in the NFL, but I see.
He is.
Even when he comes on, my wife goes, wait, that guy's the coach?
Literally half the age of Pete Carroll.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's been nice having him. I think I like him. I'm going to enjoy him, but it is weird, Jay. You're right. He's a young man. Also, one more quick story for you.
By the way, every time I see his name pop up, I always think, keep forgetting, not in love anymore.
Michael McDonald.
He's the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers, guys.
We've done this bit. Is this a bit?
We've done this bit. Halloween is exactly 3 weeks away.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
3 weeks away, and so we say to you, if you want to watch a scary movie, these are the movies that were voted the scariest movie. I'm only going to give you the top five because I don't care enough to read 10.
Yeah, let's go.
Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, no way.
Are you starting at number one?
Number five from 1968, followed by Jaws. Really? Is Jaws that scary?
It was when it came out.
Maybe. Do you think it holds up now?
I do. I mean, it doesn't necessarily hold up to scary. It's kind of fun to watch now.
I will say, Monty, that I was terrified of the movie Cujo when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now you watch it and...
And I watched it and I was like, okay, this is horrible, but yet it was still scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, Psycho. Number two, The Exorcist, and the scariest movie of all time, they say. If you want to just spook yourself this Halloween, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. I'll take a pass on all.
Yeah, I don't really care
for any Pocus, maybe.
Maybe.
Focus.
I mean, like Snoopy's pumpkin patch.
Yeah, right.
That's
the great
one.
Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the name of it. Thank you.
That's the one.
That's the extent of the scaring around here.
That's all I got.
All right, stop by and see us. 525 East Francis, 29th Annual J. Kim Food Drive.
The 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, it's fourth day of the 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive, and Eric is here with Second Harvest.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah, great to see you. And first off, thank you so much to BECU and Northern Quest. I mean, Northern Quest is a long-time, year-round supporter. And
absolutely.
They're just fantastic. We so appreciate them.
Yeah, with the matching is huge.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's great because, you know, people like to be able to have their money go a little further, so they do the thing, you know, where they stop by and they donate, and then Northern Quest or BECU, depending on the time, matches it, and it goes twice as far. So we love that.
Oh, yeah. It really helps. It really helps.
Hey, I was talking to Jim Diamond yesterday about the fact that, you know, somebody had talked about what the average donation was, and they didn't know if they could do that much. So they said, you know, we began the conversation, well, maybe you split it up with the five people who are your friends or whatever, and you can text and you can forward the link, all those things.
Yeah, and all those things really help. First, thanks. Yeah, I heard you and Jim talking about that yesterday, and it reminded me of a somewhat similar thing that we had. Oh, remember several months ago when egg prices just went through
the roof? Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we have kind of a quirky business. We get a call from one of the major food distributors. Hey, can you guys come pick up 27 pallets of eggs? Not cartons. Pallets. 27 pallets of eggs.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
We said, you bet. And we're wondering, I mean, egg prices are sky high right now.
But right.
Darn right. We'll get them. And so our warehouse folks adjusted trucks and cooler space. And we went and picked them up. And, of course, they're eggs. So you want to get them in the warehouse and out to people really quickly.
Sure.
So we're distributing them at mobile markets. And a couple of times this happened that a lady would get the box of food at a mobile market, and on the top was a carton of eggs. And she would say, oh, you know, I just bought some. I'm not going to be able to use these next week or so.
Yeah.
Please pass them forward to someone who needs them now.
Sure.
And you just go, so those little things, I mean, first of all, your heart stops a little bit.
Yeah.
When somebody's in, you know,
she's literally giving back food that she could desperately use probably the next week or whatever.
Rather than wasting it, but paying it forward to somebody, you know. So I thought, you know, to some family, that's a wonderful, nice breakfast and maybe ingredients for a birthday cake.
Absolutely.
People's generosity comes in all forms.
It really does.
That one really hit us, and especially hit our mobile market team.
Yeah. It is kind of funny how, obviously we've done this for 29 years, but you'll get caught off guard by maybe a person or a situation or a story that you aren't expecting necessarily to get you in the feels, as they say.
Oh.
And it's one of those when it catches you off guard, you're like, oh, wow, that. Yeah, that was crazy.
So another one was, once a quarter, we will do a mobile market on Fairchild Air Force Base.
Okay.
I won't go down the political road of it's a little crazy that our people in uniform need to access food banks.
Right.
But we were out there. It was like 3 or 4 days right after the Gray Fire had first lit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so on base, a lot of the people who volunteer with us are vets.
Right.
And a guy named Charles was there, and I'd run into him. Don't know him well, but I'd run into him at other times that he's volunteered. And at the end of it, I learned that he and his dog had spent the previous two nights in his pickup because his house had burned down.
And he still came on
and
volunteered.
And I just went,
wow.
So that's the dedication.
Man.
That, yeah.
Yeah. That's selflessness at its best right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
just
I do
wonderful
think it's
people.
One of those things that sometimes people who have been through some of the toughest times are the most generous.
It is. I feel like that happens, yeah.
I think when you do it, it fixes your soul a little bit. You know what I mean? Like donating and being generous with your time or whatever really does feel good. And it's one of those things when nothing else is going right.
Yeah, right.
House burnt down. I'm in a truck with my dog. It's a country song. But he's, and he's just like, you know what I can do? I can go do some good today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who did that song 5-6 years ago? I believe most people are good.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that.
He was probably right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to look a little harder, but.
Yes.
Except dig a little deeper, but it's in there. Yeah, we just got to find a way to get that out.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to thank Abby and her two kids, JoJo and Micah, who came by and made a little donation there, too. I love it when I see the kids walking up with, like, you know, dollar bills, five,
it's
tens, whatever
best.
It is, or, you know, or, like, cans of food. And, you know, it's just a great lesson to start at, even when they're as young as, you know, Micah and JoJo were, where you just go, yeah, we're going to help other people today. And that's such a great thing to do as a parent.
Oh, yeah, and they were so cute, but you could tell those kids felt great.
Yeah,
Mainly
because they weren't at school yet.
Yeah.
I have not done a great job with my granddaughter, apparently, because, you know, she's five, and she knows that Papa's doing the food drive this week or whatever.
Sure.
And so I kind of was yesterday explaining, you know, like, we're collecting food for people who, you know, need the food and this and that.
Yep.
There's been a time or two in her life where they've gotten some food from the food bank.
Sure.
Yeah. They've gone through some times. And so it was great. But she very cute, had her dinner that she did not want to eat because she wanted to get rid of it so that she could have a popsicle. And,
sounds like a five-year-old.
So she came up and she said, Papa, can you take this food to the food drive? And I was like, well... No, that's perishable. And then that became a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
So
my mom made me eat three peas. I love peas now, but I did not like it. And so I had to eat three.
Is that what it was?
Eat three of them, Eric, and then you can...
Yeah. And in our little town, my mom's name was Katie, and she was known as Hurricane Katie. So you did not mess with
Hurricane. Right. Yeah. Whether she was your parent or not.
It didn't matter.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, stop by and see us, and there's still the multiple ways to do it. By the way, you can text in food to 509-441-0999 if you're not going to make it here. But if you can make it here, we'd love to see you. I mean, obviously.
Absolutely.
It's always a fun time. We take some pictures, and it's a lot of old friends. So if you want to stop up here, we're at 525 East Francis.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
I might have been a bad parent right there. Was I a bad parent there?
I don't know. What did you do?
Well,
you got practice.
I do have practice at being a good and bad, probably. Eric from Second Harvest might be able to answer this better than the rest of us. So at what age am I okay to stop asking the parent if the child can have a donut?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Because, Zoe is... What did he say? She said she's almost 14.
Yeah, she's almost ready for high school.
Thank you, Monty. Yeah. And I was like, ooh. And I said, she's trying to wake up. And I was like, hey, you want a donut? I didn't ask mom. See, so I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's safe.
At 14 or 13 or probably even, 10, 12? What are we at?
If that's all they're doing without you knowing, you're doing all right.
I just want to make sure, I didn't want to make Yvonne mad by going, hey, offered my daughter a donut, didn't even ask me.
Yeah.
But you know what? In the long run, if the 13, almost 14-year-old is less sleepy, it's a win for everybody.
I think that was a win for everybody.
Yeah, it's a win for everybody. Yeah. That's what happens. You come to the food drive. We share our donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
Heck, yeah, we do.
Sharing is caring.
Exactly. Thanks to them for coming by. Steve, who was that that just went by? Did you grab their name?
Eric.
Eric. Well, that was easy because you have Eric sitting right here. Yeah. See, that was good.
It worked out nicely.
Steve, who else do we have to thank? There was the other young lady who pulled up over here.
Yes. I'm trying to remember her name.
This Julie.
No.
Jody.
No. Yvonne was the person who...
It's going to go through all the...
Have another donut, Steve.
Yeah, I need lots of donuts, apparently.
If I was
Steve, have more sugar.
Yeah.
Tiffany?
No.
Tanya?
No.
Terry?
It was
Tanya?
No.
Terry, Tanya. I'll just keep saying the name.
Now I've lost it completely.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to lose it, and then it'll just come back in a moment.
Yeah, I almost sent Jacob over there to help you.
Yeah.
But... Dang it.
Oh, I'm
there
sorry.
Was a lot. Did you see the interchange between him and that girl?
No, I did not.
She was a younger, attractive young lady. And Steve, he went over there and was like, she had a box of food, and he took the box of food.
Right.
And then she instantly turned around and was going to get in her car and leave.
Right.
Right? She's done the business.
That's how it works,
Yeah, but then Steve's like, can we get a picture of you? Which, we're taking a picture of everybody.
I'm trying to.
If you just come down and volunteer, Steve, there'll be a lot of opportunities like that.
There you go.
Yes.
That's good advice right there.
Then he was like, can we take a picture? And she was like, yeah. So then she's trying to fix her hair. But then Steve's like grabbing the box to hand her the box again.
Oh, boy.
Because it's a better photo.
It is a better photo. You were doing a great job.
Yeah.
But it was just...
I was more concerned about that.
It was watching you nervously shake back and forth. And then finally you got it. And you got a great picture of her.
Nice.
Unfortunately, it will not have a name on it.
Well, I mean, none of the photos have a name.
Yeah.
Unless she texts and says... My name is blank, and I came by just to see Steve.
Ah, boy.
It is a reason to come by.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you do get to meet Steve.
Absolutely.
That's Steve's first food drive.
I don't remember it at all. I completely forgot.
It'll come back. It's fine. Just take a deep breath. Maybe it won't.
No, I don't think so.
You know, Eric, when we talked about those moments that catch you off guard, on Wednesday, I took an additional was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday I took an additional one of those donation boxes over to the school where my wife works.
Yeah.
So then I... Oh, this is trouble right here, Steve.
Oh,
you'll remember his name. And so I was getting there right as school was getting let out. So it was really hectic in the parking lot. So I didn't go in the parking lot. I just kind of parked along the side of the street. I said, I'll just wait a few minutes. It'll clear out and it'll be fine. But then I started thinking, as all these kids were, you know, back on Wednesday, it was super nice out. So come some kids were on bikes and they're walking and biking and all these things to go home. Then I started thinking about how many of these kids might have some food insecurity, go home, don't get to have the after-school snack. Mom or dad might be going, yeah, we're not quite sure what's going to happen. And as I was sitting there watching all these kids, that's the one where it kind of caught me off guard moment where I was like, oh, man. And you know, you saw, I think most of the time we don't know who that person is who has the food insecurity.
Well, and that's part of the reason that – so I'll segue to our Bike to Go program, which isn't just – whenever I say our – there's all sorts of people and organizations and volunteers in that.
Absolutely.
Our Bike to Go program, one aspect of that is we work with trusted counselors, teachers, whoever, to very discreetly put that weekend backpack of food in, or batch of food into their backpack.
Right.
And some kids are more than, doesn't bother them at all, but we want to do everything we can to not have them be pointed out. And then another touching story that Tom Stevenson will tell, who's with At the Core, who we do backpacks with. There was a kid, I can't remember, third or fourth grade, and he got the weekend backpack, and it was his turn coming up to share snacks.
Oh, right.
And his teacher goes, you know, hey Jimmy, if you need any help with this, I'll help you.
Right.
He said, no, I've got this. You should order it. He said, yeah, every week. When I get my Bike to Go kit, I save the treat.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
And just go, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, again, paying it forward or giving back what you can.
Even to have the forethought to do
that. Oh, yeah.
You know, especially at that age. Holy smokes. Yeah.
And the Bike to Go thing is not something the kids have to apply for or any of that, right?
It's just,
it is take care of the kids.
It just happens,
You know,
that's
cool.
Who did you have do the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Steve, what was her name again?
This is Clinton's class.
Yeah.
Fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
I think?
Fourth, so, I think, yeah.
Fourth grade, okay.
Kevin actually knows a colleague of ours who I think you'll recognize has, quote, the most patriotic wedding you've ever known.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Yeah, Stacia? Yeah.
Stacia, yeah.
Yeah.
Stacia and Levi.
Yeah.
I did not get to do the wedding. My one of the guys who worked for me, Ian, did it. But
your cohorts did the music.
Yeah, it was the wildest idea where she was just like, yeah, we're going to play the national anthem at my wedding. We're going to play God Bless the USA.
Yeah.
She did it all.
Wow, I love that.
And she's another one of the super hardworking people who we...
I could see that.
100%. Yes. Yeah, she's really, really, really dedicated.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We are at 7:38, and that means we got about 20 minutes or so left in our match hour for Northern Quest Resort and Casino. So stop by, make your donation. And I know a lot of times you don't have time to stop by, so you can do the text line. That's the simplest way of doing it. Just text food to 509-441-0999. Eric, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Good to
thank
see you, buddy.
Good to see you guys. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
You're always welcome here. Eric is not only a good interview, he's a good person. Did you ever notice that?
Don't tell him
I said that, though. He gets a real ego if I tell him that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't. It's just a secret.
I won't tell
when
him.
When we go back on the air, I won't mention that.
Perfect.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate
thank you,
buddy.
Guys.
Yeah, we'll see you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
By the way, Eric from Second Harvest.
Yeah.
We were just talking about all the people we've worked with at Second Harvest, all the great people we've worked with. Eric makes me want to work harder.
For sure.
He has that personality.
That where...
Don't you think, Steve?
I love it. I do want to volunteer over there.
Oh, yeah, he was telling you if you wanted to volunteer how to do it.
That'd be great. Yeah. I think
he said you have your information. He said you have his information.
I do. Yes, so, I can pass that along.
My people will talk to your people.
I think that's – who is our people? Kevin?
Yeah.
That's not going to work if that's true.
Oh, well.
You want to be our people, Monty?
I can be your people if you need me to be your people.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, if you're looking for somebody's people to be.
Okay. I'm a people pleaser.
We the people?
Yeah,
I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah.
People person.
Turi.
Terry.
Came by again. He's so funny. Did you hear what he said when he pulled out, when he waved?
See you next year.
See you next year. Yeah.
That's so true. That
I
is
love it.
I never see that guy anywhere else.
But every time he comes through, I'm like, man, that's a nice truck.
Well, you see his truck, Jay.
I know.
And it gets your blood pumping.
I bought a new truck yesterday. I forgot to tell you that.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I forgot to tell you because it wasn't really important. We're doing a food drive, but.
Is this for real?
No, this is a bit, Steve. No. I didn't buy a new truck.
I was going to say, you don't have time to buy a truck.
But he had deadpan face.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I stayed here all day, and then I went and bought a truck in my free time. So, no, I see his truck. You're right, Kevin. You go, oh,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
that's nice.
It's a beauty.
It's a beauty there.
And then he is always so generous with his donation.
Very. And he made a nice donation that we will have matched by Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
Yeah.
And he's like, second half of that donation? BECU is going to match.
Oh, so he wants. Oh, I see. He split it.
Split
so
it up.
They each had to match.
Hey, like what you did,
Kevy Likey.
I believe he donated.
Like what you did there.
I believe he donated the table max on like roulette.
Oh, I see what you're doing,
Jacob. What?
Oh,
is
because it's Northern Quest
table max 500
themed.
500 table.
500
max.
Table max. Yeah.
Jacob used to be a dealer out there.
Yeah. He's a knowledgeable guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, he has all of the answers. So he doubled, what did you say? He doubled the table max?
Well, no, he started with Northern Quest.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, and then, you know, they matched it.
Correct.
So look at that. I mean, he's already a winner.
What? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and the same with BECU.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, everybody wins, really.
And thanks to Mark for also stopping by. What did he say? This is my biggest donation I've ever been able to make.
That
was
yep.
great. That's digging deep, man. That's doing your part and then some.
And yes. Mark's always working, taking around patients and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys that I think over the years has had some tough times. And But he would always donate whatever he could.
He really was great at that.
It was awesome that he had, you know, could do more this year. So thank you, Mark.
That, again, it's the all. We've always said the same thing on this deal. It's like you don't have to be. It's not a competition between you and you know. I mean, unless you're doing a business thing. If you're doing the challenge thing, you're like,
oh.
I challenge all landscapers. I challenge all coffee
right.
stands.
Yeah,
whatever it happens to be.
Full on competition.
And that's
then.
Great. Yeah. But you know, it doesn't have to be that way. It's
nope.
just a competition with yourself. Actually.
Yeah.
There it is.
Like, what can I afford, or do I want to even participate? I would just say if we got. Again, there is a small fraction of people who participate, and if we could increase that by 2%, can you imagine how much money that would be? If an additional 2% of the people listening donated any sort of donation,
yeah,
it would be a lot, because there's 800 million trillion people listening.
Well, that's, Jay, it is
and 2% of that is a lot, guys.
It is. Big number.
You want me to whip out my calculator again?
Yeah, you're really good at that. Earlier you said,
so
where's the decimal?
Yeah, so
that's
fast.
What he said.
I don't understand this kid.
Happy 15th birthday to Cameron.
Also,
shout out.
We were making a joke when Turi was here.
Yeah.
And I was doing the old, put it in reverse, Terry.
Right.
Put it in reverse. Do you know that,
Monty? You don't know that reference?
I
okay,
don't.
I would forgive you. You know why?
Why?
You're 54-year-old man.
Six.
56. Good
holy
God
smokes!
Almighty.
Are you okay?
I really.
Well,
should,
that's you hurt my shoulder earlier.
Yeah,
I should really forgive you. Then.
Yeah. He has no business.
Steve is
that.
A producer of a morning show, and he's a very trendy young man in his 30s.
Yeah. Look at that sweatshirt. That sweatshirt
trendy.
Says trendy.
Yeah. Had this for. Ooh.
Well, you were a trendsetter then.
10 years.
Yeah,
least.
He's frugal, guys.
Well, when we go to break,
love that about him.
Do yourself a favor, and anybody else who doesn't know what we're talking about. Just
is it Talladega Nights?
No, just search, put it in
reverse
Terry, and it's one of the greatest videos on the internet.
It's old,
it's
too.
Not inappropriate. Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
No, I don't. I mean, Terry might have felt like it was.
I mean, it was dumb.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
You know, 4th of July fun, America.
Yeah, 4th of July dumb. Yeah, so you can imagine.
You can
imagine it's got some dumb stuff in it. Oh yeah. Also, happy birthday to. Courtney, who's turning 12 today.
Oh, wow.
Shout it
birthdays.
Out. Shout it out.
On, you know, if you have a birthday today, you're a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
It's October 10th.
Oh, I see what you did there.
10 out of 10.
And if you are 10.
Oh, boy.
Don't even get don't even get into that match.
What if I want to?
10
though?
On the 10th?
Yeah, that is.
Can you imagine
that's
that?
That's your golden birthday.
Golden birthday on 10-10.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
It's my brother's birthday.
What if it happened?
Your brother's birthday today? Shout him out.
I did. I sent him a text, but happy birthday, Mark.
See, there you go. Yeah.
Another Mark.
Happy birthday to all the Marks.
All the Marks.
Mark who was driving by?
That's correct. Yeah. Guys, I just wanted to let you know that Hillbilly Seth is moments away from making an appearance.
Oh, good.
So you should brace yourself and realize he'll probably be exceeding the speed limit in the parking lot.
Mm. Okay, stay out of that zone.
That's kind of what I was saying, I was just giving you a little what for, a little heads up, a little lookout.
Gotcha.
A little cover on your tail.
He came and visited me at one of my remotes one time, just driving by and...
Was that the first time you had met him?
No. I had met him a couple times before. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, we had a nice little chat.
What do you think you talked about?
Oh, actually, he was telling me about he went somewhere and got really good deals on some parts.
So you were really interested in that conversation.
Yeah. You remember what kind of parts?
You're not talking about body parts, are you?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like... a fender and a hood and that kind of thing.
He got them for really cheap, and he was excited about it, as he should be.
Right.
And I was in agreement that his excitement was valid.
Wow, that was...
Now, real quick, since you remember that conversation and you feel like you're just on your A-game, what was that lady's name who brought that box of food?
Yeah, don't look at your phone.
It was... Gosh... And, you know, I had to repeat it because it was a little unique.
Yeah.
It was like...
That was her name, Little Unique? Interesting.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
I do have to give a shout-out to Jeff Reed for dropping by some cash, too.
Okay.
We forgot to do that.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Jeff, yep, I remember him.
Yep, Jeff Reed.
Jeffrey.
He remembers all the names that you just said.
The name is Jeff Reed, but I just called say it fast. And it sounds like Jeffrey. You're just saying Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah,
no, if someone said it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's totally it.
Yeah, I understand that. But you were the only one who talked to her. That's the bad part.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.